Boss? Boss? Wake up. Hey.
Trigger, wake up, dammit!
Well, good morning to you too, Addie.
Boss, it's 2:37 Turan time.
Okay, I get it. Oversleeping is bad, even during a hyperjump.
Look, boss, when we finally can get that payday and fix the ship, then you can oversleep all you want.
Yeah. So, are we there yet?
Affirmative. Target has been sighted in the outpost of a town a few clicks away from our optimal landing zone.
Right then. Beginning entry.
Try not to burn my paint job too bad, okay, boss?
Addie, you know you don't feel pain through the ship.
The last time you had a rough entry, I was sore for a week.
Also, that sounded...
Sounded like what?
Never mind.
Plane call in 3, 2, 1.
I'll never get used to that. Man, I hate coming in dry.
Now we'd be in the negative one, boss.
Shut up, Addie. Alright, syncing up module.
Synchronized. By the way, Trig, you may want to shave your horns a little. They've been extra sharp lately.
Who are you now, my mother?
No, but I might as well be. Sometimes you don't know how often you don't take care of yourself.
The hell are you on about, Addie?
Well, I mean, you did get that huge gash across your face.
Hey. How was I supposed to know that guy was so heavily augmented that he literally made plasma blades from his fingertips? Besides, I get way more attention because of the scars than I do the horns anyway, so hey, bonuses.
Oh, what about the time you went on that date with what you thought was another bounty hunter, but it turned out to be some part of a crazed, succubus, whatever sex cult?
I mean, when I sobered up and blew all those hellspawn away, we still ended up getting paid some real good wulongs in the end for clearing that infestation. Still have no idea what in the hell the clients were talking about with the whole purge the heretic spiel.
It was barely enough to retrough the new jump drive, boss.
Whatever, still totally worth it.
And the time you got mixed into crossfire with those warring merc groups?
That wasn't my fault, Addie. I was just buying power converters for the ship. Literal case of the wrong place and the wrong time.
But then digging in the pockets of the dead merc for stray wulongs and getting that knife in your leg wasn't...
Hey. Even you said there was no way he could have survived a plasma shot blowing half his head away. Apparently involuntary body spasms weren't a variable in your calculations. Aren't you supposed to know that kind of thing, being all ones and zeros there?
I can give you the probability, not the future, boss. Besides, I haven't gotten a major firmware update in weeks. I can be infected with the next big virus for all you know, and I can go all dun 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 dun.
I swear, Addie, if you start talking with a shitty Austrian accent, I'm gonna unplug your voice modulator.
Or maybe I should go all exterminate! Exterminate!
Not funny. Addie.
Assuming direct control.
You have been insanely snarky lately.
Oh, have I? You sure you didn't just select from my default precepts and forgot? I mean, you can be a bit bull-headed.
Oh, ha ha ha, whole star jokes now.
Oh, what's the matter, boss? You sound all flustered.
Addie.
Sounds like you're getting mad.
No.
Since you're getting mad, would that mean you're getting...
Don't you dare say it.
Triggered.
God damn it.
Sorry, boss. I couldn't resist. Okay, ship cloaking and stealth drives activated. Let's get to work and bring in those wulongs, boss.
Rat, let's move.
Maybe you should have brought some extra water?
Not now, Addie.
This is exactly what I meant when I said you weren't taking care of yourself, boss.
Yeah. Can it, Sparks? Okay, there's the damn bar.
Boss, now is not the time to get drunk.
Piss off, I ain't getting sauced. Hey, give me a water, please.
Better?
Yeah. Seriously, though, why do these kind of bounties almost always run to some backwoods desert shithole like these?
According to my files, this world was at one time a fertile jungle planet that was a very popular tourist destination. The discovery of massive mana crystal reserves eventually led to the planet being colonized and harvested for this resource. Unfortunately, the dwellers didn't realize this was the source of the planet's fertility, and thus it evolved into an arid world. Maybe bounties are coming here to do old, outdated information, hoping to disappear into the jungle that used to be here?
I was being rhetorical, Addy. I didn't ask for a history lesson.
Rude.
Oh, shit. Hold up, is that her?
Analyzing. Confirmed. Multiple counts of cargo raids, network scrubs, capital-class ship sabotage, multiple counts of fraud, piracy, blackmail, grand... Wow, that's a lot of grand larceny. Oh, and a few counts of indecent exposure.
Oh, well then, party girl. Just my type.
Boss?
Relax. Just lightening up the mood before work.
Oh, that's reassuring.
Hey there, little lady. Was, noticing you were all alone there by yourself. So, what brings you over to this side of the Eric world?
Is that really what works?
Shut it! Listen, I know things have probably been a little bit difficult for you here on this, well, dead world for all intents and purposes, so maybe you and I could go back over to my ship and, well, see where things take us. I mean, you look like you probably need a ride somewhere, so if you want, maybe we can just, you know, get to know each other a little bit better. Whoa. No need to get that antsy now. Just trying to give a lady a compliment. I mean, well, you don't seem to be that hung up about it. But, alright, you know what? Screw that. I'm tired with the fucking pretenses. It's been a long goddamn day, and I am not in the mood for this back and forth. Alright, Tara, you know what? I'll be honest with you, honey. I know who you are, and I know all the stuff you did, and believe me, there is a very, very sizable Wulong bounty on your head. So, if you don't mind, I'll at least give you a choice here. You can come quietly, or things can get really, really bloody. Now, ooh, feisty. Alright, tell you what there, Sunshine. We do this old school. Yeah, that's right. Old school, like real old school how the Terrans used to do it. You know, out in the middle of the street there, two people go in, one person leaves. Simple as that, right? I mean, hey, I'll make it easy. If I win, you're mine and I gotta claim the bounty on your head. If you win, and well, if I'm still alive at least, I'll give you at least a day's head start to the next port town that's here on this planet. Or at least, hey, if you do kill me, maybe you can get the ship, find your way back, and then maybe you won't have to worry about that bounty on your head. Well, at least for a day later. Well then, this'll be a fun little endeavor then. Meet you outside then. Oh, I've been wanting to do something like this for quite some time. You know, they never really do get the right feeling of it in real life like they do in the vids, you know? That nice adrenaline pumping.
Boss, that sounds like a really bad idea.
Hey, come on, Sparks. What's the worst that can happen?
Is that a serious question? because I can think of over 3,720 things that can go wrong for this instance alone.
You know, that's an awfully specific number, Addie. How exactly did you reach that?
Ulterior bits.
Okay. You know what? We're gonna have to have a long discussion of your viewing habits during downtime.
That's coming from you, and all I've seen on your net history is shopping manifests, a bunch of pages linked to Lewd Hub.
Put a cork in it, Addie. Alright then, girlie. We'll make this simple. Count of three. One, two, three. Damn it! The hell did she get a whole friggin' arsenal?
Well, that totally worked.
Not now, Addie!
Totally charmed her out of her boots. Is shooting at you with deadly intent part of the organic pair body? So what exactly were you planning to achieve with this whole it's honeymoon crap?
Hey, hey, it felt right in the moment. Oh shit, wait, is that a damn minigun?
Maybe if you paid more attention to what she was hiding under the table, other than her tits, you might have noticed that.
Yeah, lesson learned. Now quit with the lecture. Damn it, she's got what seems to be a kinetic shield.
Give me a sec, boss. I'll see if I can disable the systems on it.
Oh, fuck. The last time you said that, you made a bunch of security mechs go haywire and they shot at me, Addie.
Okay, fine. I'll just hang back and gather data then.
Wait. Addie?
We're sorry. The number you've tried to reach is no longer in service. Please try again later.
Oh, god damn it, Addie. When I get back to the ship, I'm kicking your core unit extra hard.
Oh, Master, please. Yes, punish me. I've been such a bad program.
The hell?
Oh, sorry. I was just browsing through your history. There's an awful lot of synthetic-related content in your viewing habits, boss. Also, who's 2B?
Damn it, you glitchy bitch. I'm pinned here and not even heavy rounds are detonating that shield.
Well, if regular bullets aren't cutting it, you might want to bring out the big boy toys?
Fine then. Cast the time it is. Alrighty. How about a three? Damn it. Shield's still up. Alright then. How about another one?
Are you sure you shouldn't be wasting that many shells, boss?
The number threes have done their job to the shield, but if she's dead, we'll only get 5% of the original bounty, Addie.
Maybe you could try a different strategy then, Frick?
Killing her would make the reward meaningless. Don't make me repeat myself.
Don't you have a caster shell to incapitate?
Yeah, I do, but I only have one number eight shell left.
Then use it!
Fine, but if this misses, it's coming out of your firmware update budget, you understand?
6 million Wulongs. We can make it back and then some.
Yeah, I'm well aware. 6 million Wulongs, Addy.
Hey, look, it worked! I totally had the utmost confidence in you, boss.
Uh-huh. Yeah, sure, Miss 3,720.
Alright. Now then, let's bring her into the ship, and we can turn in for our Wulongs.
Right.
Oh, crap, that's not good.
What is it, Addie?
Boss, apparently there's gonna be a freak rad storm coming in, and there's no way you'll be able to make it to the ship back in time.
And you couldn't warn me about this ahead of time because...
We really needed those Wulongs?
Will that storm make communication a problem?
I'm not sure.
Alright, fine. Either way, I'm putting you on standby until this passes. It's better to be safe than sorry, after all.
Wait, boss, don't cut me off!
Alright. Listen here. Look, we're gonna be stuck in this rad storm here for a while, so... Until things pass over, I guess I'll just have to take you in. Don't struggle, alright? I had enough of this all day with you shooting those damn miniguns at me. Seriously, where in the hell did you pick that up? That's certainly not license-grade tech. Huh, well then, guess I'm gonna have to look into things like that then, aren't I? Alright, this old place should do. Plenty of shielding from the rats. Get in there. Look, I don't like this any more than you do, honey, alright? No, I don't do this just because I like killing people or anything. Besides, I do have my own code. Yeah, just because I'm technically from Terra and because I'm a whole star don't mean I don't have some scruples about just going around and popping people's heads off all willy-nilly, you know. Yeah, yeah, whatever. Listen here. What you understand is right now, honey, you are my prisoner. At least until this rad storm is over, then I get to decide what we're gonna do with you. So, seeing as how we're kind of screwed over on things about here, how about we make another wager? Seeing as how you're completely at my mercy thanks to that caster shell, you won't have access to much of your, well, little toys. What to do? You know what? We'll make this a little bit more fun. Seeing as how we're stuck here together, and you seem to be pretty damn wound up, we'll make this a nice friendly wager then, shall we? We're gonna make each other feel good. Oh, what do I mean by that? Oh, you know full well what I mean by that. I mean, you're a nice, nice little piece of organic flesh there. Well, normally I have my issues, but either way, still, you don't look too bad yourself there, darling. So, if you can make me come, then it's simple. I'll let you go. No, I'll even be nice enough and give you the passcode to my ship. Won't tell you where it is, though. I'll just tell you it's at least a few clicks away from town. So, you'll have to have your chance to look for it yourself until the next rad storm comes in and fries you out of nowhere. But, of course, if I can make you come, well, our situation ain't gonna change much either, then. I mean, it's not that much of a lose situation. You got some confidence in yourself, don't you? Yeah, I thought not. Gonna keep the cuffs on you, though. I do gotta admit, I like seeing a girl with some bracelets on her like those. Oh, sorry about that. The horns are a little bit more sharp than normal. Either way. Why don't you come over here, then? No. No hands. That's right. Good girl. No biting, girl. Otherwise, I might slip and just use a nice little shot here, and you'll have to worry about some things. Not bad, actually. Well, for a runaway. First time in a while I've actually had a good kiss like that, especially from a target. Well, then, how about we take this off you? Not bad. I gotta admit, you do carve yourself a good figure there, honey. Such a real nice neck right there. Oh, you're shivering. It's feeling the tips of my horns grazing your skin that scintillating to you. Or maybe it's just the danger, isn't it? You know, these tits of yours aren't too bad either. You sure you haven't augmented yourself sometime? Oh, naturally, you say. Well, color me impressed, honey. It's rare to see a girl who's natural in these sorts of days and ages. Everyone's either some sort of synthetic or, well, an aug. But I'm not complaining. I don't mind either way. As long as they all feel good and, well, we enjoy ourselves. I do like the way that these bounce up on my hands. Maybe I can just give your nipple a nice little flick here. Oh, the way you just squirmed a bit was just absolutely delicious there, honey. No. No fighting me. Get back on the bed and be a good girl. There we go. That's better. How about we just take off these ragged things you call some shorts and just figure out what I'm working with here. Well. These are some oddly flashy little underwear you're wearing here, honey. You sure you weren't expecting something? No matter. You won't be wearing these long. I gotta say, you really, really getting my interest here. Normally, takes quite a lot for a whole star to really want something out of a human. But this ain't too bad either. You smell really nice down here. The way your clit just rises up to say hello. Struggling against them cuffs isn't the best option for you there, honey. Here we go. You know, I don't mind if you grab my horns a bit, even with the cuff still on. It's a nice turn on to see. That's right. Make me get a good one. But you better hold on, honey, because you know, if you come, you ain't getting that head start. Oh, almost looks like you just want it for the sake of it instead of just trying to win. Sorry. I think it's time, after the nice little warm-up there, maybe I get to enjoy the rest of you. Oh, you don't need to worry about that. All those rumors that everyone thinks about whole stars of us having weird-looking things. Yeah, nah, those are just some old rumors from Terra about those crazy people in them suits. Yeah. Hush there, girlie. Oh, man, you really are giving off some nice warmth down here, sweetie. Oh, you're actually pretty damn tight for a Terran girl. But then again, you look like you know how to handle yourself in a fight, so that's probably why. Oh, yeah, I got the tail too. Why, you need me to just smack your legs with it? Oh man, you even got me snorting a little. It's kind of hard to sometimes fight these old animal instincts I got. That's it. Yeah, that's right. Growl at me, girl. I like a lady who can show me some fight and a... Come on, that's it. Oh, you're starting to squeeze down now. I guess you're starting to get the idea of this being a bit of a competition now, aren't we? No, no. You turn over there, honey. Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm getting right in there from behind. I suppose maybe in a weirder place I would be saying Ride 'em Cowboy, but I think that would be too cheesy even for me. Oh, God, the way your ass looks is just absolutely delicious. You don't need to fight it there, honey. The way you're just squeezing down around me so tight. You don't need to try and hide that you're enjoying this for yourself and no longer for the pet anymore. Oh yeah, no, don't worry. I'll keep my word. After all, my name in an old Terran language means trustworthy, so hey, you can totally know I'm a man of my word. Oh shit, you're really starting to push back against me there, aren't you? Oh, no, no, no. I think I'm just gonna have to reach down here and just rub that clit of yours again. That's it, yeah. You're getting really wet for me now there, honey. Oh, that's it. That's right. Just fucking lean back and just come on my cock like that. That's right. Fucking come, girl. Oh, fuck. I think you're gonna make me come. Oh, fuck. You're squeezing so good. And the way you're cunt spasming as you come. I'm just gonna come all over your back. Just, Oh, Bater, that's some... Oh, that was a nice little ordeal there. Well, sorry there, honey. Looks like you lost. Oh well. Well, too bad. Either way, I'm gonna need you to go to sleep now, so just gonna give you a nice little sedative here, so sweet dreams there, honey. That wasn't too bad to pass the time. Addie, do you read me?
Boss, what the hell?
What?
Don't you what me? I was able to hear everything!
Oh, you heard everything. Well, you're welcome.
You know, for a moment there, I actually thought you were going to keep your word and let her go.
You know, Addie, just because my name does mean trustworthy in that old Terran language... don't mean I live by it all the time. Besides, 6 million Wulongs.
Boss, I really am concerned. You leave yourself way too vulnerable in these situations.
Your point, Addie.
Well, I'm saying maybe work would be a lot easier if you had someone looking out for you.
I already have you for that, Addie.
No, yeah, I know. I'm just saying maybe it's time we had that talk about me helping you out more?
Uh-huh. Well... no idea what you mean by that. Just get the ship ready. Time for us to get our pay.
Yay! More parts for my project!
What project you talking about?
Nothing. Just new parts for my core unit, for faster processing power, and better cyber attack protocols. That's about it. Anyway, the ship will be prepped and ready to fly by the time you get back, boss.
Thanks, Addie. Wouldn't know what I'd do without you.
Stand in a field all day, eating grass, getting rained on, mooing, and wait for the fumonic hammer?
Yeah, you know what? I'm totally kicking you when I get back.
Totally worth it, boss.